Hey, everybody, it's Kruka Kipe on Baseball. Today we're going to talk about who has the advantage in this game, the Dodgers or the Giants? And we'll do that when we get back. Well, Kipe, today on the morning show, we were talking about game one tonight in this three-game series between the Giants and the Dodgers and the beauty of the rivalry. When you think about what happened to the Giants yesterday when the Giants were in Miami playing a day game, 12 o'clock start, you're thinking, all right, well, they're got a chance to get out of South Florida in time, maybe even to get to L.A. in time for a little dinner. And lo and behold, they wound up playing 4 hours and 49 minutes, and they play 16 innings, which is it can be grueling. I mean, it would have been a whole lot worse if the Giants lost yesterday, but they win. But still, I mean, it's in most instances, you would definitely favor the team, the Dodgers, hosting a team that came across the country and played 16 innings, except for one thing. It's a rivalry game. And I guarantee you, the Giants may be a little tired coming into the clubhouse, but as you watch them, batting practice was optional today, and they're all on the field. One guy's taking it off.
Yeah.
So I think that says a lot about what this series means and about how untired they really are after the 16-inning nightmare yesterday.
You're not remotely going to believe this, but in the 15th inning, I was wondering what we were going to talk about on the Kruka Kipe show today. And I'm thinking, I have the perfect topic. Win or lose, it's going to be about, this is a perfect time to play the Dodgers.
It is.
So you're exactly right. Because I'll tell you something. I don't pay attention to the mood on an airplane. I just don't. Because there's 162 games. Teams don't celebrate on planes unless they clinch something. And they don't mope around if they lose. I paid attention last night, and it was a tired flight, I can tell you that. There was a few guys who were, it was really tired. We lifted off, and I took a walk down the middle of the plane, and I checked on a couple of people, and our catcher was asleep 10 minutes into the flight. 10 minutes left in the flight, he was still asleep. So those are the guys that really took a beating. But Dodgers had the day off, right?
Yep.
So we just saw a couple of Dodgers announcers, and typically what you do is you ignore the fate of a team the day before if you're an announcer. Well, they can't help themselves. Pretty long one yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I got the same thing.
I gave him the New York cabbie salute. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just the only way I felt. But anyway, here we are, Dodgers Giants. It's perfect. Nobody's tired. Everybody's ready to go. You know, Giants would probably use an extra pitcher just because of what happened. I mean, you lose Ty Block. You know, the other thing too that we always like to talk about is the game in Washington, the playoff game with the two quality starts. We got one yesterday.
Yeah, we had two quality starts yesterday. Derek Rodriguez, he goes 6 2/3, and Ty Block goes 6 2/3 out of the pen.
It's awesome.
I love it. But you know what, though? I mean, those are the games that bring a clubhouse together. I mean, those are manly games. And this game's all about macho. And when you prove yourself on in a game like that, like Ty Block did yesterday, look, it's one thing to put a zero up in an extra inning game if you're the home team. But to do it six times and get two outs in a seventh inning like he did yesterday, that's a manly start.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's manly relief job, quality start. But so anyway, all in all, I was really glad they won that game. Really glad.
By the way, today, we saw something today that we didn't see all day yesterday, and that was a smile from Joe Panik.
He's out of Florida.
He was smiling today. It was like, God, I haven't seen that guy's teeth in 2 days.
He's back in the Golden State, and that's where the hits are. That's Kruka Kipe.
He owns this place.
Enjoy the ball game.